This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden arrived in Bethlehem this morning in the occupied West Bank for talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. A Palestinian band played the U.S. national anthem before President Biden entered Abbas's office. Earlier this morning, the president visited a hospital in East Jerusalem.
And dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic took a hard toll here, as it did in so many communities around the world. So today, I'm pleased to announce the United States is committing an additional $100 million to support these hospitals.
The Secret Service is pushing back against a government watchdog's finding that Secret Service agents deleted text messages sent and received around the time of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
In a letter obtained by the Associated Press, the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General says the messages were erased as part of a device replacement program. The erasure came after the watchdog office requested records of electronic communications between the agents as part of its probe into events surrounding the January 6th attack. Additionally, the letter sent to leaders of the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees says personnel were told they couldn't provide records to the Inspector General, and any such records would first have to be reviewed by DHS attorneys. A Secret Service spokesman calls the claims categorically false. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Today, Congress is expected to vote on two bills that would guarantee abortion access across the country. American basketball star Brittany Griner faced a Russian court again this morning. Her lawyer is presenting evidence that she got permission from Arizona health authorities to use cannabis for chronic pain. Gas is $4.57 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, but it's $5.95 in California. This is AP News. What are cities and states doing to battle the COVID surge? The AP's Lisa Dwyer with what's going on in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles faces a return to a broad indoor mask mandate on July 29th if current trends in hospital admissions continue. Lauren Jackson Ward tells KABC.
I'm going to do whatever the state tells me to do. And I'm going to abide by the law because that's what I do.
Nationwide, the latest surge is driven by the highly transmissible BA5 variant. That variant now accounts for 65% of cases, along with its cousin, BA4, contributing another 16%. The variants have shown a remarkable ability to get around the protection offered by vaccination. Isaac Bernardo told KABC.
And wearing a mask has shown that you're minimizing as much as possible the spread.
The White House is urging booster shots and renewed vigilance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And on Wall Street, the Dow lost 142 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.